The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Spirits Podcast, your boozy bi-weekly foray into myths and legends.
We drink spirits and we talk about spirits. Get it?
I mean, learning and drinking jokes, what more could you need?
We have another great episode lined up for you today, but first we'd like to thank everybody who took the time to review us on iTunes. Every time you review us, we get to find other people who love mythology, who love drinking, who love us, and we love that.
And we love hearing what you think on Twitter, so this week we'd love to give some special shout-outs to Austin Beach, Ben Thomas, and Lena Wickberg, as well as our friends at Uncanny County, Sable Podcast, Radio Drama Revival, and Greater Boston.
They're all really good, and you should definitely check them out.
Yes, we love those shows, and every Thursday and Sunday we recommend new shows for you guys to follow, so definitely shout us out, follow us there.
All right, and you can find us at Spirits Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, and of course any podcast player that you use.
We're almost halfway also to our first goal on Patreon. For just $3, you too can enjoy our director's commentary, behind the scenes photos, and drunk film reviews. We just did Little Shop of Horrors. It was really fun. I never seen it before. It was amazing. This week we are drinking red ale.
Terrible.
No. Yes, I love puns.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Anyway, listeners, sit back, relax, and enjoy Spirits Podcast Episode 13, Chinese Demonology.
This weekend, I found out a travesty.
Oh no.
Not only have you never seen the classic 80s movie Gremlins, I found out our editor Eric has never seen the classic movie Gremlins.
We're sitting here shaming you, Eric, from afar. You're in Cleveland not knowing that we are shaming you harshly. And by we, I mean Julie, because I also haven't seen the movie Gremlins. Sorry.
God damn it.
They're like Furbies, right? With things inside?
Sort of.
Okay.
With things inside. They're like living creatures.
Like a Dalek.
No, they're not like, there's no exterior.
We have some homework to do.
They're like adorable. If Furbies were alive and weren't mechanical, that's what the...
Are they mechanical though? Listen, Julia, there have been several instances of times...
Oh, we're doing the haunted Furby thing now? All
yes!
Right, I see how it is.
Because several times watching my baby siblings when I was young, right? I was like 7, 8, 9, 10, and they were like... Not 1, 2, 3, etc. Not, that's how I say zero when I'm drunk.
You're
anyway,
zero.
And I would hear the Furby from across the hallway. The Furby would start moving from within a pile of toys. We threw the Furby down the basement stairs one time, and it smacked against the door, and it continued talking well into the night because none of us wanted to go downstairs and rescue it. Furby's terrible.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. But like, why would I sign up to watch a movie like that?
Because it's great. It's a great movie. The basic concept, because you're not informed, it's okay.
I'm not, no.
The basic concept is this kid gets this little pet thing called a Mogwai.
So it is a Furby.
Yes.
Okay.
It's cute. He gets a set of rules with it too.
Wait, is it a living creature or is it mechanical?
It's a living creature.
All right. So like the, what were those... Grow your own Abe Lincoln heads.
Chia pet?
That's the one.
Except it's not made of plants and like
forget
potting.
It. Continue.
Okay.
Continue.
So he gets the Mogwai from this Chinese dude. It's super racist. Whatever.
Okay.
It comes with a set of rules.
Okay.
One of the rules is don't get the Mogwai wet. If you get the Mogwai wet, it turns into this like evil gremlin thing.
Wow.
Hence the title of the movie.
Wow. Wow. It's like a really intense cat. You know, if you get cat sweat, they sure. they get freaked out.
That sounds right.
So I hear I'm deathly allergic to all living creatures, so I wouldn't know.
So the Mogwai was not just a crazy invention by like 80s filmmakers.
Oh.
It is an actual Chinese demon.
Did they appropriate Chinese tradition
yes.
into a movie?
Yes, they did.
Great. Thanks.
And we're going to talk a lot about not just the Mogwai, which is creepy on its own, but a bunch of cool-ass demons from Chinese mythology, spirits, vampires, ghouls, shit like that.
Is this a demon roundup?
Demon roundup!
Yes!
I want, like, a breakdown music right there, like... All right, so starting with the Mogwai, because it is a classic. So it is actually a general term for a monster, evil spirit, devil, or demon.
Good. It's good to have a catch-all phrase for all those nasty things you don't want under the bed.
It usually refers in Chinese mythology to dead spirits or ghosts of, like, non-family members who are, like, getting their revenge on people who wronged them during their lives.
Great.
In order...
Who would you get revenge on?
You know who I'd get revenge on.
I saw the look in your eyes and I knew immediately.
Best friends, companion from the cradles.
Ghosts of... Prom dates past.
Yep.
Word.
Okay, good.
I'm glad we have this packed.
Yeah.
And if I were to die tragically young and become a ghost and you lived to your ripe old age, I would exact revenge upon your targets for you.
That's so nice, Amanda.
Of course, babe.
That was the cutest thing ever.
I hope we don't die old and alone. I hope we die old and alone together.
Yes. Agreed. So, to get those spirits, the Mogwai spirits, on your good side, and to kind of apologize for their sins, people will burn fake money so that they have money to use in the afterlife.
Nice.
Kind of like when you leave, in Greek mythology, when you leave, like, coins with a dead person so they can pay for the
ferry. Cross that river.
Yep.
Yep.
That sort of
thing. And Egyptian pharaohs need all of the wealth in the land.
That's a little bit different because... they stay in their bodies, but, you know, same basic concept.
I took an Egyptology class in the third grade, so who's the expert now?
You know everything. Sure. It's actually really interesting in the modern usage because when you use the word Mogwai, it's the same word for demon and devil. So if you look at, like, Chinese translations of the Bible...
Dope.
Anytime it says Satan or the devil, they use the word Mogwai, which I think is awesome. Like,
that is awesome.
Really, really cool. So
both the class of devil and the devil, yes, capitalized. Yeah,
exactly. So going back to the terrible 80s movie, well, not terrible 80s movie, it's a good movie. Mogwai, like, are known to reproduce when there's rain. Hence the
like mosquitoes,
what kind
they
of thing.
Spawn in the rain.
And this is actually because rain is supposed to signify, like, rich and prosperous times ahead.
Oh.
So they're like, ooh, time to bang, because, you know,
fertile,
there's gonna be
good.
A bunch of things going on.
Can we talk about Pokemon for a second,
yes.
Julia?
Okay. Pokemon Go just started this weekend as we're recording. So.
Yes, we're recording this almost in real time.
Yes.
For once. And my sister is a lifeguard, along with my mom, along with my youngest brother, and their whole family, whatever. And apparently she has been swimming with her phone in a Ziploc bag to catch Magikarp.
Well, you need 400 to get a Gyarados.
Bailey,
so.
Think about your life. Think about your choices. I love you. I love her, and it's great. And there's the little crabby ones. I think it's called Krabby
Decay. It's called Krabby.
And one of them saw the big evolved.
Lapras?
No, the evolved
Gyarados?
Magikarp. That one.
Gyarados.
One of them saw Lapras as well. And it's very exciting. Apparently, it's good to be a lifeguard.
Your family are literally the swimmers from the Pokemon games that, like, catch you in the water.
That's true.
Yeah. And then battle you.
I'll go call them afterward.
Okay.
Anyway, it's been very fun. Midtown Manhattan is a great place to work for Pokemon. Long Island City originally works, not so much.
The next demon that we are going to talk about is the Jiangshi.
Cool.
It is known as the Hopping Vampire.
I am already so on board.
I know. I knew you would be. Basically, it's a reanimated corpse that is so stiff, probably from, like, rigor mortis or whatever, that its arms are constantly outstretched to keep balance.
Like traditional zombie lore that we see.
And it has to hop around because its legs are locked.
Wow. That's That's super anatomically correct.
Yes. Yes,
I dig it. And therefore scarier, I think. Like, when the logical leap between the things that you know and the lore that we tell, when that's the smallest, that is the scariest.
Mm-hmm. So they can either look newly dead or, like, really decayed. And they are usually shown in, like, art to have this paper talisman across their, like, stuck to their forehead.
Like the golem.
Yes. And so it's, like, kind of hanging there like that. And it usually has green or white skin.
Why?
Apparently it has something to do with, like, mold or something, and just, like, the decaying body and stuff like that.
Wow. So logical, really, the logical that. Reasoning. Mm-hmm.
So there are several ways that a Jiangshi is created.
Yes.
I'm going to list them off because there's a lot of them, but it's going to be real quick.
Okay. I'll save my questions for the end.
Supernatural arts that resurrect the dead. Spirit possession. A dead person is not buried after the funeral is held and then struck by lightning. Or a pregnant black cat jumps across the coffin.
What?
The soul doesn't want to leave the body because of improper death, either murder or suicide, and just wants to cause trouble.
Classic.
Or it is zombie or vampire method, where Jiangshi bites an infected person and they slowly change over time.
This is like a whole grab bag.
Yeah.
I love that this is the class of reanimated thing, you know, that there's so many different ways you could do it. Wow. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's very classic zombie vampire as we know it, especially when you consider the fact that a Jiangshi eats by sucking the chi out of someone. And, like, just sucking their life force out of them. And
creating other Jiangshi. I was going to ask, are they, I mean, I'm assuming they're malicious if they're in this class of demons. But they...
Usually, like, dead bodies that are reanimated, usually kind of malicious. Just in general mythology.
That's the thing, though. Not always.
We get creeped out by dead bodies. That's just a thing.
Avi.
Avi.
But also, in some zombie media, the zombies are just doing their thing. Like, they're just kind of going after food sources. And, like, that's, you know, that's a tragedy of it. It's like, we're just living our parallel lives, and they can't help but come into contact and conflict.
Usually the food source is humans. Right. So malicious. Right.
But other zombies just want to, like, freaking destroy everything. Like, there is a difference. Like, some of them is just sort of like a dumb, dead, you know, happy, whatever. Oh, they're cute, the zombies. Just keep them away. I can't think of an example now. Maybe that's just in my head.
I think it is.
Okay.
There is that one movie that's like a British television show that got canceled early.
Yes!
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
The Gay Zombies!
The Gay Zombies.
They were great! Being Human? No, that's the other one.
No, that's the
other one. Look in the show notes.
We'll remember later.
Spirits Podcast. We'll remember later.
So there's a couple of ways of warding off a Jiangshi.
Yes.
I'm going to
list yourself them off. Or for your household?
Both.
Because, like, I don't want to become one.
No, I know.
You know.
Then you would probably want to protect your apartment, too. So, like...
True.
Yeah. So, they can be warded off with mirrors because they are terrified of their own...
The vampire thing. Yeah.
Terrified of their own reflections. Peach trees, because they help get rid of evil auras and spirits.
Great. It's a great smell. Great fruit. All around 10 out of 10 fruit.
And the rooster's call, because it signifies the next day and these guys can't go out during the daytime.
So much great zombie lore in here.
It's real good.
And by zombie, stuff. I mean vampire.
I know what you're about. All right, moving on to the next one. It is called the Baku.
Cool. Sounds like the Bakke of Greek.
Oh, yeah.
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 The play. Like,
I had to think about that.
The play we almost did.
What the fuck? Okay. So the Baku, it's actually Chinese and Japanese, but its roots are in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
It is a spirit that devours dreams and nightmares.
That sounds great. The Nightmare Eater?
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard this one a little bit before in some other kind of media.
Going back to Pokemon Go, Drowsy is inspired by this spirit.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
So, it has a really weird appearance.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically an elephant trunk, rhino eyes, ox tail, and tiger paws. And
wow, so it really is drowsy.
Right. So basically, it's supposed to be like the gods had all these leftover pieces and they just kind of threw together.
Sounds like a great and very useful vacuum cleaner.
Absolutely.
I definitely would love a cute little drowsy in here to sit on my mantle and, you know, make sure the bad dreams don't get me.
So, about that. So the Baku are usually benevolent. Like, they're pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You can chill out with them. But it's got a dark side.
Oh, no.
So children are supposed to be able to call the Baku to devour their nightmares. So if they call, like, out three times. Baku-san, come eat my dreams. Three times.
Yeah.
Baku's gonna come and...
Sounding vaguely familiar.
Yes.
Maybe it was, like, one of those essays in the English language regents.
Oh, God.
I love the, like, state testing exams where they, like, tell you a fable and you had to, like, choose A, B, and C.
Yeah. Anyway. That sounds like that dumb shit. So the Baku will come to the child's room, devour the bad dream, and then the kid can, like, fall asleep all peaceful and stuff.
Nice.
But if the child calls the Baku too often... he will remain hungry, like he won't be satisfied with just that nightmare.
Oh,
and
no.
Then he like eats all your hopes and dreams.
God damn it.
So you can't...
Nothing is free in this world.
No.
That's the lesson.
The Baku now, the term, is actually used for the modern tapir. The really cute little animal that looks like a zebra and an elephant, like, and stuff.
The little baby, the four-legged thing.
Like, they kind of look like giraffes, but with, like, zebra butts.
I think just behind the red panda in terms of cuteness.
Yes.
in small
Agreed.
Mammals.
They're, like, kind of big, though. They're, like, donkey-sized.
They are, yes.
But I get
you. Are they that big?
Yeah.
I thought they were, like, dogs, like, golden retriever-sized.
No, donkey-sized, I think. We'll look it up later.
I would love to see a photo of a giant golden retriever and a tiny donkey.
That would be so cute, though.
By the way, the 100% goats Twitter, the best Twitter.
It is the best.
They win Twitter, always. In fact. There was a woman doing a yoga pose the other day with a goat just like standing on her butt. Because
yep.
Goats stand on the highest thing.
Yes.
I love goats.
Fucking love goats.
So good. Headcanon, Baku in goat shape. But anyway, it makes total sense that you have a little bit of boy who cried wolf kind of thing going on where, you know, you can't just get up easy all the time because, you know, you don't want to experience hardship. Like, you have to, you know,
suck
really think about, right, like when you want to call in the reinforcements.
Suck it up, small Chinese boy. Have those nightmares.
But no, the children. Can adults call them or just kids?
I guess they can, but I think it's more of like a children so you don't like bother your parents.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, the Baku ate my dream, so now I can go back to sleep. I don't have to wake up mom and dad.
Ideally.
Yeah. The next one is called the Bashi.
Cool. Not Banshee, but Bashi.
It is a giant snake.
Nope.
Maybe it's just like, nope, I don't want to hear anymore.
That's all I have to say.
All right, but you're going to hear more anyway.
Things I do for the show.
So it's used now to describe like giant pythons and boa constrictors.
Oh.
Kind of like how we use the word hydra to represent like a creature with multiple heads.
Yes, yeah.
And it comes from the Greek?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that one I know.
Bashi is a great monster snake. So every 3 years, it swallows a elephant whole.
Okay.
And then it takes like 3 years for it to digest that, and then it gets hungry again.
That's quite anatomically sensible.
So it's actually super interesting because there's different ways that it like digests the elephant.
Okay.
So it either like spits it out at the end of all the bones
at
the end of the 3 years, or it like secretes the bones through its skin, which is like a really creepy image if you think about it.
In liquid form or in solid form?
In solid form. Like between the scales, just like a elephant skull comes out.
I'm picturing like a cobra raising its like ear flaps and there are bones sticking out behind it like a headdress.
Have you seen a cobra before?
No.
They don't have ear flaps.
No, the neck flaps, whatever they are.
They're like down here though.
Okay, fine.
All right, whatever.
The head flaps.
I feel like you're thinking of the Jurassic Park one that spits acid.
No, 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 no.
No? All right.
I might have been.
So a lot of stories say that it also can have like bristly hair like a pig, like
nope.
A wild pig.
Nope. Yep. Don't like that at all.
Creepy as hell.
Nope.
So they're actually really like prized creatures in mythology because if you either eat, it's different from each story, but if you either eat the bones that it spits out or secretes or whatever, or if you like kill it and eat part of it yourself, you'll like never have heart problems or digestive problems ever again.
Great, because you got that snake blood running through
you
your veins.
You got that snake blood.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no.
Yeah.
I would definitely say no.
Okay.
But yeah, that sounds pretty useful.
I've eaten weirder stuff.
You
than
have.
Giant snakes.
You have. Unlike your mom, who is in France right now eating hamburgers.
Oh, God damn that
Come
woman.
Come on, mom.
God damn that woman.
Come on, mom.
The Bashi's name now is used in this phrase, which basically means inordinately greedy and extremely insatiable.
great pronunciation of those long words.
Yes, thank you. I can do things while I'm drunk sometimes.
I'm just looking at you and picturing the syllables and thinking, nope.
The next one that we're doing is particularly creepy and I don't like it at all, but here we go. It's great. Called the Joyeon.
Okay.
It's probably not the right pronunciation, but we're going to do it anyway.
Good work.
These guys are basically like monkeys, but bigger, and they walk around on 2 feet. They're like slightly smaller than humans, okay. I'd say, like probably averaging 4 feet or so.
Okay.
They live for about 100 years.
Okay.
They are a dark blue color.
Okay.
And there are no females in the species, so they tend to kidnap women and rape them.
Nope.
Yep. Nope. It's not fun.
Why? No.
Because
from whence do they come?
They like evolved out of monkeys, and they're just like if a monkey gets super old, it becomes a Joyeon.
You just crystallize into a metapod?
Yeah, basically,
and then become a blue man
butterfree
who has to steal women.
Yeah, it's kind of terrible. I really don't like the story. The male Joyeon have children via.
Right.
The women and like keep them with them.
Okay.
If a woman manages to escape before she has the child, she can like raise it as a human and there's no problem.
Okay. But are they not like, blue or they get blue when they're old?
They get blue when they're older.
Oh.
But if they grow up in the Joyeon society.
That's a shitty end of life puberty.
Yeah, not great. They stay with the Joyeon, they turn into like male Joyeon in
that. Interesting metaphor for like. Testosterone fueled, you know, badness.
Yeah.
I have to noodle on that when I'm
it's also like
later.
Super weird. So if the woman is stuck with the culture for like more than 20 years, she gets like Stockholm syndrome and then she's like never leaves.
Sure.
And if she like goes back, she's just like they like just lose their will to return to humankind after 20 years. They're just like, eh. This is fine.
Stockholm syndrome. That's a real syndrome.
Yes, it is. They just kind of shrug and they're like, eh, these monkeys are cool, I guess.
I mean, I get it. There's a human desire to make the best of your circumstances, I guess.
Unfortunately.
She says, shrugging in her blue dress in her blue apartment. I'm not going to sleep very easy tonight. Thanks, Julia.
No problem. The next one that we're doing, the Nyan.
Nyan cat?
Not spelled the same way.
And that's Japanese, I think.
Yes, probably.
Sorry.
This is actually the, if you've ever seen like a Chinese New Year celebration,
mm-hmm.
you know, the like dancing dragon tiger thing. So that's what this is.
Ooh, nice.
I
love that one.
Once each spring, it comes out of hiding from its home, either like deep in the ocean or like in the caves in the mountains.
Great. Gyarados.
It attacks people, usually children.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not where I expected that to go.
Not great.
Then why don't we bring it to our parades?
Well, so those are reenactments. We're going to talk about it.
Okay.
So
I love how you always have the answers to my questions.
I do.
You do.
So basically, going back, this thing looks like kind of a combination between a lion and an ox and usually has like a weird unicorn horn.
I don't know about that. The body's really long.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be giant.
Okay.
Giant.
But I thought it was like a snake with a dragon head type thing. Because in parades, anyway, there's like many people playing the body.
Right. Because it's so long.
Okay.
It's supposed to be a giant. It's
okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
It's a giant lion.
It's fine.
So.
It's a puppet.
As scary as it is, it actually has like some really obvious weaknesses that are easy to exploit.
Great.
It is sensitive to loud noises and fears the color red.
There you go.
Like super easy.
Fireworks and. Beautiful red parades.
That's why we wear the red robes and set off the fireworks and firecrackers. It's because the Nyan will not visit a village that
right.
has that and, like, won't do it ever again.
Not
so that's
today,
why they do
Nyan.
The reenactments.
Not ever.
So Chinese culture still believes that, like, the Nyan exists,
mm-hmm.
But it will never make an appearance in a town that celebrates the New Year.
That's awesome.
So, like, celebrating the New Year is important because it's keeping your village safe.
Beautiful.
Isn't that cool?
It's like the anti-lottery. And listeners, if you have not...
The short story.
If you have not read the Shirley Jackson short story, The Lottery, do it and then you won't sleep tonight. Speaking of real lotteries, though, there was this slogan in New York State Lottery, like, history. Advertising. You got to be in it to win it.
Yep.
Which I continue to say, like, at least once a week. Because it's true. It's true. Like, you got to try something in order to have a chance at success. Mm-hmm. Even if there's a chance of you doing well, no matter how marginal, like, you have to be in the thing to actually be in the game. So, anyway, I like it a lot.
As Jake and the McElroy brothers apparently say, you got to risk it to get the biscuit.
That's so much better. That's so much better. That's so much better.
Yep. The last one that we're going to talk about is called the Shen.
Shen.
Cool. It actually means mollusk, but...
That's not what I expected you to say at all.
But it's... in Chinese mythology, it's usually representing a shape-shifting dragon or a, like, giant clam monster.
Those things seem different.
So, like, either way, it's some sort of sea monster that's associated with
creating... Are dragons from the sea?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
There be dragons?
Yeah.
As I say it, it makes sense.
Yes.
Continue.
Okay.
As I pictured the Smog, you know, Smog. Volcano, yeah. Whatever, cave, mm-hmm. Benedict Cumberbatch thing. But now that I think about it, they're serpentine.
Chinese dragons usually tend to be water related, too. Okay. Yeah.
That Yangtze River.
Yeah.
That's all I remember from
that sounds good.
Ninth grade world history AP.
So either way, they tend to be sea monsters that have mirage powers associated with them.
Ooh, nice.
So its favorite food are swallows, like the bird.
All right.
So if you eat swallow.
Does it swallow the swallows?
If you eat swallow and then go swimming, you're going to be swallowed.
Yeah. It's a turducken of dragon delight.
Dragon human swallow.
You get them both at once.
You swallow.
Are you having a stroke?
No, I'm trying to get your jacket. I can't. I'm dead. I'm dead. You've killed me. Oh, no. Okay. We have a podcast to do.
Epic.
From a historical perspective, the word is used for shellfish or mollusk or basically any kind of food that you can eat.
Cool.
Because
me personally, yes, I'm allergic.
You personally,
not you, the listener. Human beings can eat shellfish, just not me.
There was actually later on they started being associated with funerals.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because of just like clams having pearls and like being a sign of royalty. So actually there was a member of the government that was in charge of acquiring Shen for parts of like royal sacrifices and funerals.
Oh, interesting. To decorate them with pearls and like do whatever.
And, like, just like there was just a period in Chinese culture where like people were just leaving like clamshells on top of tombs and stuff like that.
I mean, they are, you know, shells are beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that makes sense. The shells also were associated with purifying and protective powers for the dead.
Nice.
So that's kind of how it wraps up into that.
I like
that. But still, like, terrifying clam monster that will eat you if you eat a certain type of bird.
Yeah, no, I will never eat a swallow, thank you. And I don't want, like, a clam to rise up out of, like, that's a terrifying image. Clam rising up out of the ocean to come, like, glomp you together.
I want to, like, watch Jaws, but have the shark replaced with a giant clam.
Because someone photoshopped the shark into a giant clam. Oh, it's that beautiful giant pearl coming. No!
That's a pretty good one. So that's just, like, a quick oversight of... like Chinese demons and spirits and malevolent creatures that I thought were super interesting. There's
love
like
it.
A million more, but that's just kind of the ones that float my
boat.
Quick tour of Chinese demonology and things that go bump like in the night.
It's like a duck boat tour of Chinese mythology, of Chinese demonology.
There was a lot of water in there, so the duck boat is...
You're welcome. Spirits was created by Julia Schaffini and me, Amanda McLaughlin. It's edited by Eric Schneider with music by Kevin McLeod and visual design by Allison Wakeman.
Subscribe to Spirits and your preferred podcast app to make sure you never miss an episode. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr at Spirits Podcast.
On our Patreon page, patreon.com/spiritspodcast, you can sign up for exclusive content like behind-the-scenes photos, audio extras, director's commentary, blooper reels, and beautiful recipe cards with custom drink and snack pairings.
If you like the show, please share with your friends and leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help.
Thank you so much for listening. Till next time.